This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Yesterday, we looked at state income as part of Budget 101. Today, we'll look at the outgo. Where does Louisiana spend its $9 billion of state general fund revenue? Let's begin with what are known as non-discretionary items. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says, first and foremost, we pay our debts.
We have a very appropriately aggressive set of laws in order to make sure we're going to satisfy our debt first.
Current total bonded indebtedness, what we've borrowed for building roads and bridges, is $83 billion, with annual payments running just shy of $500 million. Revenue Secretary Kim Robinson says that's cemented in place.
You can't simply take money that's going to pay down bonded indebtedness and shift it somewhere else in the budget.
The Constitution requires funding public schools through the MFP, that's $3.6 billion, and providing supplemental pay for police and firefighters, another $124 million. There are federal mandates and statutory obligations, call that another billion, and there's Medicaid.
There are mandatory services in the Medicaid program required in order for us to continue to have access to the program.
We get at least three federal dollars for every state dollar we put into health care, but that's another billion at a minimum. The state has to pay for the legislative and judicial branches of government, as well as paying statewide elected officials, state workers, and caring for prisoners. That leaves just over $2 billion for discretionary spending, higher education and TOPS, paying private partners in the public hospitals, and providing home care for the disabled. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.